I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein will be at the Ruth Ann Hall stage in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center in a production directed by George Penny, April 17th, 18th, and then the 20th through the 25th. Our guests are two of the cast members, IU students Carrie Ipama and also Mark Bannock, and they play Lori and Curly in the production. Very glad the two of you could come in. You've only been together in one show, and that was a show that was developed last summer, Day Boy and Night Girl. Is it fun working in a show together again?
Yeah, definitely. It's very fun. It's a huge pleasure.
Yeah, Carrie and I are actually like pretty good friends, mm-hmm. I think. And we just really give each other a lot of positive energy when we're working together. So
it's really nice, especially working in this performance, because in Day Boy, Night Girl, we shared some stage time, but it wasn't very much at all. So now it's really nice to play opposite him and see how he works and interact.
So in this particular production, Lori, you're the lovely hometown mm-hmm. girl, and Curly, you're a bit of a Rolling Stone in a way, a man who has a bit of the salesman about him. Let's talk a little bit about this Surrey.
Well, you know, in the play Green Girl the Lilacs, which is what Oklahoma is based off of, they focus a lot more on Lori's material needs. And Curly knows that Lori loves things. And so a Surrey with yeller wheels, fringe on the top, windows you can roll down, like, he knows that she'll love that. And that's really what he wants to do, is just make her happy with the Surrey, I think.
Here, I think, in the musical, it's a little different focus, but it's still kind of an interesting surprise.
Yeah.
Carrie, a number of people have played Lori over the years, and there are different takes and approaches. Tell us a little bit about your take on Lori in Oklahoma.
Well, our take on Lori is different from what was first done in the original production of Oklahoma. She's not in a little dress on the farm. She works. She does her fair share of chores around the house, and she's a very independent woman, and I think that's her main priority, is to be independent and to make sure that she doesn't need a man. And I think that's the struggle. That's where Curly and Lori butt heads. Curly wants, you know, her to need him. And she doesn't want to be needed by any, you know, she doesn't want to be any man's property. So that's been interesting to play with. And I think Lori is past her time. I think when the play was written, you know, I think she definitely gives a nice little oomph to women, I guess you could say.
A pre-feminist feminist?
Basically, yes.
Now, what Carrie's telling me, Mark, is that that Curly kind of has to come to terms with the old new woman. And how does this work out in terms of the way you see it?
Well, I think that the way that Curly sees things is that he wants to have a family with Lori, and typical farming kind of nice two kids kind of family. But also what he likes about Lori is that independent quality about her, mm-hmm. That little fight in her, you know, that she won't just let him win, that, you know, no matter how charming he tries to be, she's always going to get over it and be smarter than that. And I think that he really respects her a lot, a lot.
We've been talking with Carrie Ipama and also Mark Bannock about Lori and Curly, about a couple in Oklahoma trying to work things out. In a new production of Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein, it'll be on the Ruth Ann Hall stage in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, directed by George Penny, Terry LaBolt's the music director. It opens on the 17th, plays the 17th, 18th, and then the 20th through the 25th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.